From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Turkey's military carried out an overnight operation in Syria, evacuating soldiers guarding the tomb of Süleyman Shah, the grandfather of the founder of the Ottoman Empire. Turkish tanks and other weaponry entered Syria through the Kobani border. Turkish officials say the mission was successful, with troops brought back to Turkey, with one soldier lost, killed in an accident. Turkey's prime minister said the tomb will be moved to a different site in Syria, closer to the Turkish border. Turkey's government said last year Islamic State militants were advancing on the tomb, guarded by several dozen Turkish soldiers. New U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter traveled to southern Afghanistan today to review plans to withdraw U.S. troops from the country within 2 years. On a second day in Afghanistan, Ashton Carter flew from the capital of Kabul to Kandahar for a series of talks with Afghan leaders and military commanders from the United States. He also met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, discussing both the drawdown and Afghan efforts to fight the Taliban. President Ghani told reporters that prospects for peace with the Taliban are better now than they have been for more than 3 decades, although he gave few details.
The grounds for peace have never been better in the last 36 years. Our approach is productive. We are hopeful that categorical answers in a peace process are dangerous.
Carter is in Kandahar being briefed by U.S. and Afghan commanders on progress in training Afghan forces. Nigeria's military says it has reclaimed a strategic border town from the Boko Haram military group. Military spokesman Chris Olukadalade said government troops, backed by airstrikes, took control of Baga after a fierce battle late Friday. Meantime, Niger's military said 7 soldiers and at least 14 militants died in an hours-long battle Saturday. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart are meeting in Switzerland today as they continue to try to reach a deal on Iran's nuclear program by March 31st. John Kerry and Mohammad Javad Zarif are joining the talks already underway in Geneva between Iran's Atomic Energy Organization chief, Ali Akbar Salahi, and U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz. The discussions between the U.S. and Iran's top diplomats and energy officials are aimed at resolving ongoing technical disputes that block an agreement between Iran and the 6 world powers known as the P5+1. Kerry, who met in London Saturday with the British Foreign Secretary, said the group, the U.S., Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia remain united on Iran. Ukraine's truce may soon begin to hold. Military officials say both sides have agreed to pull back heavy weapons from eastern Ukraine, which is a positive sign for the implementation of a peace deal that has been violated repeatedly. The officials say pro-Russian rebels signed the agreement to complete with their withdrawal with over the next 2 weeks. Media reports say the rebels may begin withdrawing their weapons today. The rebels have confirmed through news organizations that they signed the deal. On Saturday, the U.S. and Britain discussed more sanctions on Russia for apparent violations of the truce. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in London said President Obama will decide in the next few days on potential sanctions. A terrorist attack on a popular hotel in Somalia's capital that killed as many as 25 people has sparked renewed security concerns in a country that suffered 2 decades of anarchy after a civil war that broke out in 1991. Zlatka Hoke has more on the government's hopes to mobilize Somalis to join forces in rebuilding their country.
Government officials were meeting at the Central Hotel in Mogadishu for Friday prayers when 2 bombs exploded and gunfire erupted. Somalia's deputy prime minister was wounded in the attack.
We are sorry because we have lost 2 Somali parliament members and civilians who had come to pray.
Somalia-based militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab claimed the twin bombings, saying it was targeting apostates. The attack is a new blow to the government's efforts to contain the deadly insurgency by the Al-Qaeda-linked group. Despite the recent loss of key strongholds, Al-Shabaab continues to stage attacks in the capital and elsewhere in an effort to create an Islamic State. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Gunmen have raided a South Sudanese school, kidnapping at least 89 children, according to the United Nations. The abduction took place this weekend as students took exams in a school near Malakal in the north part of the country. The area has become home to thousands of refugees who fled violence in their hometowns. UNICEF says the actual number could be higher. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.